Sakshi ji, are you watching something on your phone?
Yes, Rakesh ji, look, it's such an interesting video. A distorted paper clip, how they're straightening it up, and when they apply heat to it, how effortlessly it regains its original shape. See, looks brand new.
Wow.
How cool is that?
It is, that's so interesting. And do you know what did it demonstrate?
What?
That's called resilience.
Resilience? Interesting.
Isn't resilience the ability to bounce back in difficult or adverse circumstances?
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, you know what? A few days back, I came across this very interesting term called spiritual resilience.
Spiritual resilience? I think I'm hearing it for the first time. So why don't you tell me more about it?
Well, I think this will definitely require some discussion amongst us.
All right, so let's get into it. Spiritual resilience. That's what we are going to discuss today. But why just two of us? Let's take our listeners along on this journey today. I am Rakesh.
I am Sakshi.
And welcome to this month's episode of Soul Vibes. Sakshi ji, we were talking about resilience. Now, I've heard about physical resilience, mental resilience, emotional resilience. I do know about physical resilience. It's all about how quickly I recover from a physical fatigue or, you know, maybe an injury.
Correct. And similarly, mental resilience is being able to focus, not being distracted easily, or basically being mindful.
Okay, that's something I need to improve on then.
Me too.
And then emotional resilience. I'm able to regulate or manage my emotions in distressing times. Then what does spiritual resilience mean?
When I came across this term, spiritual resilience was defined as the ability to sustain one's sense of self and purpose and staying true to one's beliefs and values in times of distress or crisis.
Sense of self and purpose. Does this mean the meaning of life?
Well, yes, we can say that. And what is the meaning of our life? What is the true purpose of human existence?
To achieve liberation while I'm alive and become one with this formless nirankar in every breath I take.
Exactly. And our values. Our values are the teachings of our Sadhguru, which help us progress in this beautiful journey towards bliss.
Absolutely. So how do we build this spiritual resilience?
Rakesh ji, for this, we have three learned saints amongst us who will share their wisdom with us and help us delve deeper into the different aspects of this topic. So let us begin with Reverend Karuna Oberoi ji, who is with us today.
Oh, fantastic. Welcome, Karuna ji.
Thank you, Sakshi ji. Thank you, Rakesh ji.
Wonderful to have you here. And we are eager to listen into your experience about how did you build spiritual resilience. But before we go there, I had a question. Why did you feel the need to explore this path?
So, very recently, in late 2023 and early 2024, I was experiencing a lot of negativity within myself.
Okay.
And not just with myself, also with my different set of friend circles. I found myself feeling very uncomfortable and very triggered by the gossip, teasing and putting down of others.
Naturally.
And I was a part of it too for a very long time.
See, that's why they say it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
Yes. And because I was just going to morning sangat very regularly, suddenly all these negative things started bothering me a lot. Now, there was a conflict between what I was listening and learning in Sangat and what actually was happening around me. And as I said, I was doing it too. In this context, I recall one of the discourses of Baba Hardev Singh Ji Maharaj, where he said, अगर हमें किसी माहौल में घुटन महसूस होती है, सफोकेशन महसूस होती है, तो ध्यान रहे कि उसमें हमारा भी योगदान है, और अगर योगदान रहे हैं तो उसे ठीक करने में भी योगदान देने पड़ेंगे।
बहुत
cool. And then I realized my contribution starts from me by first changing myself. And then I took time to reflect and train myself to become immune to these negative influences. And during this phase of working on myself, I started very seriously attending and going regularly to the morning Sangat and focusing on the teachings of Sadhguru, conscious remembrance of Nirankar, and also listening to various saints in Satsangat. And Sakshi ji and Rakesh ji, trust me, it worked like magic for me.
Wow.
The constant reminder from Sangat helped me to sustain this new behavior. And to be honest, I developed a constant sense of inner peace. Today, after consciously working on myself every single day for the past, let's say, 4-5 months now, I can say that now whenever there is negativity around me, I try my best to stay unaffected by it.
Oh, super.
This has been possible only by the grace of Sadhguru, that I'm able to remember what my core values are and I focus more on working on myself instead of judging anyone.
Karuna ji, very well said. And that reminds me, Sakshi ji, Sadhguru Mataji had been teaching us that instead of trying to improve others, or rather I should say, instead of forcing others to improve, I should be focusing on myself to improve first.
Change myself before I try to change anyone
Absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely. So well
done. Exactly.
And Karuna ji, I have another question for you. I am very curious to know, did you fall back onto your habits?
Sakshi ji, to be very honest, now the liking towards gossip has completely reversed for me. Whenever it happens around me, I make sure I change the topic or I try not to be a part of that discussion.
What an effective way.
Yes. And Nirankari Rajpita ji ne to yahan tak kaha apne vicharon mein ki ninda zeher hai.
True.
Yes. So that feeling when you first do it and you realize that you are enjoying it. And then gradually, one day, you actually understand that it is poison. And after that, you wonder that you have been consuming this poison.
Poison all this long.
Yes. And then there is this very beautiful feeling that this habit which you've been carrying it for so long, you are finally able to move out of it. You finally stop doing it.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say to all the listeners that when you start working on being spiritually resilient, the most efficient way is to keep the company of such people around you.
Beautiful.
And that is what we read in the Avtar Vani. Pakkiyan de naal milke baitho, kachiyan de naal
millo na. And Karuna ji, you gave us all the solution, right? In order to be spiritually resilient, the easiest and the most organic way is to be in the company of those who are spiritually resilient.
Yes.
It just can't get simpler than that. A lot of people may try many other means to identify attributes and then be able to imbibe. But as you said, just being in company of an enlightened saint is such a gradual and the simplest way to imbibe spiritual resilience.
Karuna ji, thank you so much for coming here and for sharing your experience with us. It is truly inspirational.
And Karuna ji, it is so relatable, you know, listening into you.
Yes.
We all find ourselves many a times, you know, exactly into the similar situation. Thank you so much for taking time out and coming and sharing these experiences with us.
Thank you, ji.
Now we have another guest speaker with us. We have Reverend Amandeep ji, who has spent almost 17 years in the corporate sector.
Welcome, Amandeep ji. We are all ears to listen into your experience about how you have seen spiritual resilience in effect.
Thank you, Sakshi ji. Thanks, Rakesh ji. Thanks for giving an opportunity to share the thoughts on spiritual resilience. So I was going through the definition of spiritual resilience. So it says that spiritual resilience is the ability to maintain a positive spirit, a clear sense of purpose in all the adverse situations in life. So definitely we all face adverse situations in our lives. And also once we have the vision, the purpose, we all know the purpose of this, then we'll come to know how we can deal with the situations. So as we all know, the COVID, which happened a few years back, it was quite a life changer moment for entire universe. And even for the corporate world as well, as Das worked in a telecom organization. So it was altogether a game changer, because next day we were asked to work from home. Since childhood, we have been listening to a beautiful line, Jaisi bhiyo paristhiti, rahe ek si manosthiti. So in my corporate team, basically, we had more than 200 people out there. So I called out management meeting with the team to discuss the scenarios, how we can deal with that, because from next day onwards, the lockdown was announced. And interestingly, there was two groups that was formed in between.
Okay.
So one set of people was saying why this has happened, why we have to dealt with that. And at the same time, there was another set of group that works towards how we can take this, how we have to deal with this.
This is what you observed within your team.
Yes. So during the discussion, my standpoint was, let's focus on the areas which are in our control. Because once we start focusing on the areas outside of our control, that will lead to emotional distress. And there is a very beautiful line of French philosopher that I shared with them, that my life has been filled with terrible misfortunes, most of which never happened.
Beautiful.
And going further, I shared one of the example, or rather a study by US newspaper, that shows 85% of what we worry never happens. While the other 15% are the things that happens, the study showed that we can deal with them or learn valuable lessons from them.
See, that's very interesting and insightful both.
And while the brainstorming session was ongoing, so what I found that the people, the IQ was there, they're working in the corporate, the EQ is also there, but what I found, the people with high SQ, they were able to, you know, deal with the situation with more calmness, with more natural way.
Mm-hmm. SQ is?
SQ is basically the spiritual quotient. I would like to just reference one more study that happened in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So the study says that the spirituality is the pathway to the resilience. So that's how I found that the people who are spiritually inclined are more resilient to the changes, to the adversities that is being faced in the life. And also the spirituality and the resilience are interlinked, and that is must for the well-being of a human life.
Wow. And why do you think, you mentioned that you feel spirituality leads to resilience somehow? How does that happen in your opinion?
So Sakshi ji, in Singapore last month there was a concert of Taylor Swift. We all know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a world famous concert. So there is a famous technology, or rather a concept, we can take it in the life.
Okay.
Which I used to take it in my life. So what, as an organization point of view, Singapore government requested us. So the people who are attending that concert, they, so network is totally jam-packed, we all know. So what we did there, so we created a kind of network slicing. So the concept is basically network slice.
Okay, interesting.
So it's a paid network slicing. So what we requested, in case anybody would like to subscribe that network slicing, they can do that on the paid payment basis, and they will get 100 Mbps speed without any interruption.
Mm-hmm.
So that will ensure that they can share the live videos, they can share the live chats, do the streaming across during the live concert, help people a lot. So when I applied that concept to my real life,
mm-hmm.
I found out that, yeah, there are disturbances across the adversities, across the life. But when we have the direct connection with this Nirankar Almighty God, Har Vele Har Hal De Andar Judi Guru Nal Tar Rahe. So these adversities don't play the role. There is a saying, I do not know what the future holds, but I know who holds my future.
Amitji, that's a wonderful analogy that you have pulled out, you know, with that networking concept. And Sakshiji, that reminded me of what you were saying the other day,
mm-hmm.
about Sadhguru Mata Savindarji saying that there could be a storm right outside and I may be in the middle of it.
Yes.
But if I have calm inside, you know, it does not bother me.
Yeah, and the opposite is also true. Sometimes the environment around me is calm, but the storm is inside of me, which I need to calm down first.
True, very true.
And Amandeep ji, coming back to what you were saying, what you had designed for everyone was a paid service. Just think about it. Sadhguru has also designed something for us. It is very difficult in this rat race and constant noise of the world to be able to connect with God, to be able to connect with Nirankar. But with the help of Seva, Simran and Satsang, it is like that network which directly connects you to Nirankar at any given point of time, whenever you want it, free of cost. The only thing is, if I want to use it or not, the choice is up to me.
Absolutely, Sakshiji. That's what the beauty of this network is.
And you know, that makes us think about it, that if we are connected, I think spiritual resilience comes automatically.
Yes, effortlessly.
So well put. Amanji, thank you so much, you know, for sharing these rich, varied experiences with us. This was very helpful, you know, for us and our listeners.
Thank you, Sakshiji. Thank you, Rakeshji.
Rakeshji, we're talking about resilience today, and this word brings to my mind Baba Gurbachan Singh Ji Maharaj, who exemplified it through his life.
Exactly. Baba Gurbachan Singh Ji, in that era when there was so much lack of means and resources, took it upon himself the mammoth task of spreading this mission of truth and humanity, not just across the country, across the globe.
True.
Traveling for days, often in very uncomfortable living conditions. All that for what? Only due to his concern and his benevolent thoughts about providing eternal peace to those who had been searching for truth, and for those whom he felt their lives could be improved by knowing about Nirankar and blessing them with Brahmagyan.
In the times that he lived in, a time of so much uncertainty, hatred, when there were socio-economic and geopolitical crises, he always guided everyone to be spiritually resilient by connecting them to Nirankar. And isn't this exactly what Sadhguru Mata Sudiksha Ji Maharaj is teaching us today? When she recently said in her discourse that in my life, I may continue to have anxious thoughts in my mind and might encounter situations of all types, sometimes desirable or even dreadful. Yet in such circumstances, I can stay in a state of gratitude and bliss only with a resilient mind, which is possible only with this divine knowledge and being dedicated towards Seva, Simran and Satsang. And then, these circumstances do not affect me anymore because I have achieved an elevated state of mind.
That is so true, Sakshiji. Now let's move on to the third guest of today's episode. Let's welcome Reverend Nishtaji, who will share her experience with us. Nishtaji, welcome to Soul Vibes.
Thank you, Ji. Dhanakar Ji.
Dhanakar Ji. Nishtaji, today we are all eager to listen into your experience, you know, which would help us learn more.
I'd just like to share a few experiences from the recent past that I've had. During the COVID period and a few months after, I was in the comforting embrace of my home. I was shielded from all responsibilities and obligations. And then I went for further education. I moved to a new country, a totally different setting. I started struggling with a lot of responsibilities, uncertainties, and most importantly, cultural shock. As a research student, balancing academics and the expectations of my colleagues and supervisor, and navigating so many setbacks, the pressure went from 0 to 100. I started feeling really stressed. But even through all of these testing times, I had faith that with the grace of Nirankar, I will come out evolved on the other side. The first few months at the lab were very exciting. I was super motivated when the experiments were working and I was seeing a lot of progress. As the protocols got more difficult, the experiments got challenging, but even then I was finding satisfaction in resolving those challenges. Eventually, there came a time where the effort was a lot, but the progress and growth was little in comparison. I was feeling mentally fatigued. So to overcome the barriers, to overcome the setbacks, I also tried to reach out and network with researchers and scientists. But even after all of this, I came to a standstill. The progress, the growth felt stagnant. And then, you know, human nature, I got a little anxious. I started finding my own ways around these mental blocks, around these barriers. Amidst this, a friend of mine shared that she was seeking therapy for much more difficult circumstances in her life. This made me more inclined towards taking a few sessions. I was thinking it might help me control my emotions, help me analyze my thoughts to give a better direction. And then I tried to control my physical health because I thought that it might give me more stamina, more strength to continue to persevere. I thought that maybe controlling all of these aspects would help my situation. But the funny thing about research is that it is very uncontrollable. There is no certain end goal, and the timeline to complete it is unpredictable. And Sakshi ji, Rakesh ji, you know the feeling when you are putting in 100% effort, sometimes even more, but there is not much progress.
Yeah.
I put in a year and a half of hard work into it, but the results did not seem fruitful enough. In this emotional turmoil, I prayed to Nirankar and I sought out direction. I sought out support and strength to guide me in making the right decision. When we are suffering from a disease and there are a lot of symptoms surrounding it, often we get really engrossed in just trying to cure the symptoms instead of getting to the root cause. But does that give me a permanent solution or just a temporary fix? I thought to myself, am I doing that too? Am I just focusing on my symptoms instead of getting to the root cause? This is when I sat down and I decided to reevaluate things. I tried to figure out what the root cause is, and I came to the conclusion that I was starting to drift away from Nirankar. I was starting to drift away from Huzoor's teachings. I came to the conclusion that this research that I'm doing here is no longer serving my academic growth and my professional development. So I decided to take a little break and take a step back. That's when I felt like I could finally breathe. And you know, I realized that all this while, I became the doer. I took control of my life the way I thought was best. I did everything I felt was right by the book to move forward. Sometimes when we hear the term resilience, we misinterpret it for rigidity, for determination on a set path. But through this experience, Sadhguru taught me that resilience actually means flexibility, surrenderance, to be more accepting of Nirankar's will. Jaise Sadhguru Mataji bhi aksar apne vicharon mein farmate hain that I worked so hard to achieve a certain goal. But even then, even after putting all my effort, if I did not receive the desired outcome, to usko Nirankar ka bhana maankar hi aage badhna hai. Aur inhi thoughts mein ek line zehen mein aayi, let life's river carry you gently, for in the flow you'll find the beauty of surrender.
Wow.
Beautiful.
At first, I was trying to take control. But inki rehmat se, when the realization hit, I relinquished that control into the hands of my Sadhguru, my spiritual guide.
That is so apt.
Through all of this, I found the ultimate, irreplaceable goal in life, and that is sukoon, my inner peace. The more I am filled with inner peace, the more resilient I become. Running after worldly achievements, I somehow lost myself. I lost this sukoon. Aur ek shayar ki bhi wo lines suni thi ki humko na mila to fakat ek sukoon hai dil, warna ye zindagi is zamane mein kya na tha.
Wah shiva.
Aur wo sukoon mila to sadguru ke charno mein aakar, wo serenity mili to inki muskaan mein mili, and I realized that the secret to spiritual resilience lies in the peace within.
Sakshi ji, I was just wondering that, you know, everything that Nishtha ji shared, I think touched upon so many aspects that, you know, we have been trying to learn from Sadhguru Mataji's teaching. But again, you know, going back to what we heard, the simplest way is to surrender. and then let go.
Yes.
After I have done all my actions that I was supposed to.
Yes.
Nishtha ji, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. That really brought out a lot of learnings for us and our listeners.
Thank you, ji.
Rakesh ji, it was such an enlightening discussion today, right?
It absolutely was.
I mean, little did we know that this one term, spiritual resilience, is all-encompassing and covers so many different aspects of my life, which I may have been working on in isolation. But since our spirit, our soul, is the core of our existence, if I'm able to build resilience at the core, then directly or indirectly, I'm addressing all other forms of resilience, be it mental, emotional, or physical. It's almost as if, you know, all the others take care of themselves, and it happens effortlessly. Every aspect or dimension of my life becomes sorted.
I completely agree, Sakshiji. And we also learned that the simplest way to build spiritual resilience is by staying connected with Nirankar and being in the company of enlightened saints. It just can't get simpler than that. And let's take this moment to pray to Sadhguru Mataji to bless us all in building this spiritual resilience so that in all situations in life, we always remain grateful and flow in Nirankar's bliss.
Absolutely. And with this beautiful prayer, we reach the end of today's episode of Soul Vibes. Thank you to all our listeners for staying connected.
Dhan Nirankar Ji.